talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still.
Yep, I'm still on the back end. I can still hear you.
Of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. Stand by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe.
Another episode of TLB Talk Radio. Today is, we're getting up there. It's episode number 60. And these were the episodes that I started doing after John passed, because as everybody knows, I was doing his show with him every Thursday, every week, first hour of every show. So that was basically a weekly show for me. And since that point, I have done 60 episodes as myself, which I don't know how many of you have gone into shock, but I hear there's a treatment for that. Okay, again, TLB Talk Radio, episode number 60 for Sunday, April 2nd, 2023. And I hope everybody got through April Fool's Day with the minimum amount of harassment and or bloodletting. Joking. All right, the title for today's show is America... yeah, has gone bananas. Listen to me. America has gone bananas. And for the first time, I actually put a subtitle in on a title on one of my radio shows, and I've never done this before. So again, the title is America Has Gone Bananas, and the subtitle in quotes is Including Banana Republic. But then again, I would have pretty much guessed that a lot of you would have pretty much guessed that, knowing who I am and the things I discuss and how I feel about these things. All right, this is TLB Talk Radio, and it is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, which is the social media site TLBTalk.com. TLBTalk.com is a place where you can go and say what needs to be said, because we all know, regardless of what you're being told, that in far too many places today, you are being told you can when in fact you cannot. Okay. As usual, before I get started, I'd like to once again say thanks to RBN and to the show's producer. I'm not sure if Sam's in the background today, but I know Frank's back there, so you are appreciated. And also to Annie over at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday on her network and is a big fan of RBN. And I do a show midweek every Wednesday on Andy's network, Shake and Wake, which is called Eagle's Eye Report with my co-host Stephen Roberts. These are the mechanisms that help the Liberty Beacon Project to get its word out. We have a half a dozen websites scattered across the globe like a shotgun blast at 200 paces. But at the same time, being able to put your word out in an audio fashion does carry more weight in a lot of cases than the print. So we tried to do a little bit of both to keep you as well informed as we possibly can. Okay. I will always state that the message I bring you for any show I will deliver to you is not entertainment, nor is it basically guesses or remote possibilities. Most, if not all, of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. Putting the blame on everybody else all the time doesn't work. It just makes you more wrong. Okay. I'm also going to say something everybody knew is coming, and that is, as is the case with most of my shows, there will be no calls today simply because I have way too much, a very high volume of information to put out in only 1 hour to do it in. As usual, you know where you can find this tomorrow, but I take my inspiration each show from either the current research I'm doing or from an article recently published or one that I dug up in the research that I'm currently doing. Today's no exception. Much, but certainly not all of what you're going to hear is presented will come from an article written by Clarice Feldman. And links to the applicable article and references and other articles that I may have used to put this show together will always be included in the article that this show is embedded in every single Monday by noon Central Time on thelibertybeacon.com. If you have any questions or comments, please put them on that published article and I will answer them personally. Okay? So it's not that you're going to be forgotten. You're not. It's just, again, it always goes back to you can't always blame everybody else. If I would have taken a 2-hour show, I wouldn't be spending 3 or 4 minutes explaining this each show. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to the title and subtitle. America Has Gone Bananas, Including Banana Republic. So as usual, before we dive into the main topic, let me give you my opening thoughts or my talking points. I have never been a huge fan of bananas, but I am very familiar with their use as a negative or a dismissing component when discussing the intellect of individuals making far below what is considered good decisions. And yeah, it fits right into the scenario we will be beating up again today. All right. If you remember, the word banana is not used in running English, meaning you're throwing out words on the fly in a positive fashion in just about any sense. All right. Constantly today, We're being shown examples of a two-tiered system of justice and acceptance. In other words, what may be acceptable for you is not acceptable for me. What may be a crime for you may not necessarily be a crime for me. This is why I stated in a two-tiered system of justice and acceptance that by any definition of our Constitution and Bill of Rights should never be permitted to exist in this republic. But it not only is, it is thriving and growing, nourished by the fear also generated by the same entities. Fear is the most effective mechanism for controlling a society. This isn't something that was learned yesterday. It's not something that was learned a year ago, and it definitely isn't something that was learned a generation ago. The lessons on what I just stated are tens of thousands of years old. It's not a joke. Okay? We are constantly telling people that if we all need to get along, we all need to be treated equally. If I mess up, I need to be punished. If you mess up, you need to be punished. If we both mess up in the same fashion, we should both be punished in the same fashion. This is the basics that a civil society is based on. It doesn't get much simpler than that. But look around you today, people. I dare you to, and I dare you, if any of you sitting out there, we'll get to the other half, but if any of you sitting out there are conservative leaning or conservative outright, or let's get really vulgar, if you're MAGA lovers, tell me where you get the same treatment that anybody who's Antifa, anybody who's BLM, anybody who's transsexual may get. Tell me you're going to be treated the same way, and I'm going to tell you you're a freaking moron and you haven't done any research whatsoever. You haven't been reading the papers. You haven't been reading online. You haven't even been reading on TikTok, if you honestly believe that. The world we live in today is so divided that anybody with half a brain can only come to one assumption. The only reason you intentionally divide a society like America and you reinforce it and you beat it into their head, you're not good enough, but they are. They're too good for you. And you constantly beat it into their head. These are the seeds being planted for a violent revolution between me and them. Not between the guy sitting up on the hill making all this happen. Not from the guy sitting in the Justice Department making the laws that this guy can get away with and that guy can't. You and me. This is setting up a revolution between you and me, not them. And if you can't see that, again, please do some freaking homework. Why the hell would they be so intent on dividing this society as badly as they obviously are if it was going to backlash on them? It won't. But what it'll do to you and me and our families and our communities is absolutely horrific. But yet we see it going on all around us every single day. We see the difference between the way the Bidens are being treated and the way the Trumps are being treated. We see the difference, and I could go on and on. What has got one person hounded for almost 6 years now, another family who is occupying the White House is being accused of things a hell of a lot worse, and they haven't even written them a traffic ticket yet. Tell me where I've got that wrong, please. Because I don't. How long does the society go on with this before they finally say, we've had enough? Well, if history is any judge, it is a finite amount of time, not an infinite amount of time, which means it's inevitable. Okay? Does all of this sound strangely familiar? Does it? Does any of this sound like a Bond spy thriller where a banana republic's deep state is destroying its rivalry and competition from behind a curtain Toto is in the process of pulling back as we speak? Why do I say Toto is pulling the curtain back? Obviously a reference to the Wizard of Oz, but Toto is pulling the curtain back because these are things that they can't even hide anymore. These are things that are right out in the open, and the only way they can keep you and I from literally coming down on them like a ton of bricks is that every time one of these is thrown in our face, within 24 hours, another one is thrown in our face, so we're not paying attention to the first one. I have said this to you over and over again. Please listen to me. I'm going to say it again. How many of you, especially my age, going to be 69 in August, how many of you remember this many disasters going on in America all simultaneously, all having started about the same time, all having peaked about the same time, all having to do directly or very indirectly with Joe Bob, who's sitting in the White House? Should I go on? If you think any of this is a coincidence, you're a moron. There's no way in hell this could all be a coincidence. But today, we are looking at a nation that is literally being driven apart with a hammer and a chisel. Intentional. And if they have their way, there will be violence in America. But it's not so much our leaders that don't have to worry about it as your neighbors. And this is what's being pushed for. And if you take a look around you today at the questions that are being asked of our youngers today, meaning the Z generation and maybe halfway up through the next generation, are no longer proud to be America, no longer proud to live in America. They would probably go somewhere else if they had an option and somebody would pay for it. This is a country you live in. This is the way your children are being taught. And once you have taken over an entire generation, once you have got the 30 on down generation fully in your grasp, then going forward, your success is inevitable. And the only thing that inevitability in this case carries forward is a totalitarian government. You wouldn't be playing these games if it wasn't. If everybody was equal, it would be much easier to put this country on a very good stance by doing it with nothing but outright good things. But if you're going to take this place, this country, this republic to a place where it was never intended to be, then a lot of this has to be behind the curtain Toto is trying to pull back right now. And as I started this show out, the problem with that is that it is so rampant at this point, it is no longer so easy to hide. And we are seeing much more than they are comfortable with us seeing. Today, we the people stand on a threshold of either a massive resurgence of our freedoms, rights, and liberties, because we've had it with this crap, or on a narrow and dangerous path to totalitarianism. And if you ignore the first one, you all but guarantee the second one. Ignore the fact that we need to get our rights back, and we will never get them back. Amen. Okay, those are a few of my opening thoughts. I have been doing shows on different networks for at least a dozen years. And in most of the time, I've been doing at least two live shows every week. One of the things that I've been saying for going on 15 years now, long before COVID ever started, was that we had an elite cast that would eventually choreograph an entire takeover of this planet. You are living through it. It's called the Great Reset. Okay? This is exactly what was intended. But in order to do that, you needed to grab the attention of those who would be affected the most. And you needed to lead the scenario. Things needed to go the way you wanted them to go. And if they didn't, you had to have contingency plans. Remember, we are collapsing what was supposed to be the freest country on the planet. And we're not just doing it economically, although they're doing a great job of that. But they are doing it every bit as well politically. Because the political system in this country is corrupted to the point today where saying I'm going to go out and vote doesn't guarantee you anything anymore. We live in a country today where Castro would be laughing at us, where Mao would be laughing at us, where Stalin would be laughing at us, where Lenin would be laughing at us. Anybody think I'm kidding? I'm not. We are sitting on the precipice of losing everything that our founding fathers and those who followed them fought and died for. It's on its way out the door. I'm not saying that they're getting ready to do it. I'm telling you it's already on its way out the door. Can we stop it? Yeah, we can still slam that door before it gets out of there. But the more of you who listen to the show and say, hey, Roger did a good show today, and you go off and do something else, how many of you are going to contact other people and talk about this? And it doesn't even have to be my show. There are a lot of good RBN shows that bring a lot of this to your attention. How many of you pass that word around? And I'm not just talking about supporting RBN, which I think everybody should. They're a great partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. Before John passed away, I think I've told you all of this, he was helping me to put TLB Talk together. He was our media director for TLB Talk. So what I'm saying here is, if all you're going to do is listen and agree, then you're the best person on their team. Because the lack of far too many of us speaking up and saying anything or doing anything is what is allowing what is happening now to go forward and exacerbate. If we were putting the brakes on them in any semblance at all, this wouldn't be expanding. It wouldn't be. And it is. It's blowing up like you wouldn't believe. Let's go over two of the issues that have happened recently and put them into this perspective. And Clarice Feldman did an excellent job at this, and she and her article will be with this article and this show embedded in it tomorrow. And I strongly suggest you read it, and I'll also give you a link to some of her other writings. She is a very conscientious individual and somebody that's worth sitting down and reading. Okay? All right. The two big stories this week illustrate the corruption of the legal system and of the Democratic Party, which controls key portions of said legal system, as well as they illustrate the media's continuing effort to deny us the truth we see with our own eyes. I can remember when, if the government farted, on the 6 o'clock news, Dan Rather, and on every other channel, they were screaming that at you. They were telling you, boy, he farted and he chased everybody out the room. And oh my God, it stunk so bad. And everything. We knew everything. This was the fourth branch. This was the branch that was supposed to keep us informed so a tyrannical government couldn't form in our wake or in the shadows and bring tyranny down on us. And what are we seeing today? We are seeing a media that is bought and paid for, a media that is complicit, a media that is taking money to take your Second Amendment rights and flush them down the toilet. This isn't even a guess anymore. And anybody who doesn't like the fact that I keep referencing the Twitter files, do some damn research. Look at them. And then you won't have to ask why we put so much, emphasis on them. If you think the same thing wasn't happening at Facebook, if you think the same thing wasn't happening on YouTube, if you think the same thing wasn't happening on Instagram, and I could go on and on, you're a moron. Compared to Facebook, Twitter is small fish. No, it's not that small a company. I don't know, somewhere around 350 million. But you've got to understand, Facebook has close to 2 billion members globally. And if they are working with the government to keep your speech from counting anywhere at all, what happened to the fourth branch people? What happened? All right. Let's go into both of these issues. And we'll start out with the indictment of President Trump. And everybody had to know Roger was going to bring that up at least as one point, but that's one of the two major points that needs to be discussed. Why? Because this is making us the biggest laughing stock on the planet. And I don't blame people for laughing at us. This is turning into the biggest crap show I have ever seen. We know for a fact that the Obamas are guilty of much worse charges than they could ever get Trump for. He was never even tickled. We know for a fact that Bill Clinton could have been in jail in a heartbeat. Nothing ever happened. We know for a fact that Hillary, who wasn't president, but she was still in a high muckety muck in the government, all right, committed more felonies against this country with her servers and classified information than Trump could ever do in 100 years. And again, nothing has happened. Nothing. And I could go on and list all of the recent Democrat presidents and all of their transgressions that are so far beyond anything Trump has ever done. But yet what they need to do is they need to beat the Bushes. They need to find something that probably isn't even a felony. Okay, it's probably a misdemeanor, but they're going to use it anyway and try and turn it into a felony, something that the government itself wouldn't touch and the Justice Department wouldn't touch before because they said there was no there there. And this guy who is funded by Soros, the DA in New York City, and funded by the Department of Justice, is going to take this and run with it. Meanwhile, the rest of the world is looking at us going, my, how the mighty have fallen, and laughing hysterically. Do they have a right to do that? Absolutely. Is what they're doing making sense? Well, it is to me. I spent most of my adult life traveling around this world. That's what I did for a living. I know what a lot of people think of America. I can tell you in the last 15 years, with emphasis on the last 10, what the world thinks of America has gone down the toilet so fast you couldn't even imagine it. And it's not because of what people are telling them. It's from what they're observing. It's from what they're seeing. And when we get back from the break, we're going to jump into these two points because I need to get through both of them before the end of the show. And I'm going to tell you something. If you can't walk away from this with the understanding that if you think you have rights and liberties in this country and you're a white person, you're an idiot. The most feared people in this country today, the most tyrannical people in this country today are white males. Ask the government. They'll tell you. They already are. Did you ever think that you would live to hear that? Did you ever think you would live to hear that from somebody working in the government? Did you ever think you would hear that from somebody working in the government who is so unqualified in their position that every single Republican during their trials when they went in, you know, and Congress says, are you qualified or not? None of them would pass them because they weren't. Why did they get into that position? Equity. We'll talk again in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People
talking. I would just like to jump into this as quickly as possible because I've got a lot of information and I want to make sure we get it all out before the end. Okay, as we went to the break, we were basically talking about the media and their part in the tyranny that was being stuffed down our throats via what we're seeing from our, I would say, liberal, progressive, or democratic counterparts. And when you understand that our founding fathers truly believed that the media would be the mechanism for keeping us safe, and they turn out to be one of the tools of a republic demise is, I'm sure it's got to have them turning over in their graves. But let's jump into both of these. The first one we're going to hit on is the indictment of President Trump. New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg Jr. has indicted former President Donald J. Trump. Arraignment is scheduled for Tuesday. Sometime before then, we're very likely to see the charges against him, which reportedly, as is the normal order of weak cases, run to over 20 counts. That's right, 20 counts on something that two other portions of the federal government refused to even bring a case for. Okay, charging so many counts is prosecutorial trick based on experience. Some jurors may think the more counts there are, the greater the likelihood of a pony hiding in the manure pile. Others may just want to get out of the deliberations and agree to one or two and get out of there. Almost universal criticism of this move by even the editors of the Washington Post suggests there's ample reason to believe this is a meritless, politically motivated prosecution. In other words, we are literally going to drag this through each and every portion of muckety muck we possibly can. We're going to make it last as long as we can. If you take a look at all the trials they've already put Trump through, everything has been dragged out. Everything has been amplified. Everything has been put in your face like it's the last thing on earth, when all of the time and on every case so far, nothing has been the end of the world. That's not what they had you believe. It's not what they had you believing during the first impeachment trial. It's not what they had you believing during the second impeachment trial. And I could go on and on. Adam Schiff standing up there telling, we have unequivocal proof. We have absolute proof. We have undeniable proof. Except that if any of that proof would have showed up at any point in time, I wouldn't be having this discussion with you right now, would I? So here we go again. And this time, it's by a much smaller player in a much smaller realm with much less power, but being supported by all those who don't want to take the brunt of the lashback that's bound to hit this guy. Okay? All right. Quick polls suggest on this, okay? Republicans, 93% to 5%. And independents, 70% to 26%, think the Manhattan District Attorney's case is mainly motivated by politics, while Democrats, 66% to 29%, think the case is mainly motivated by law. Yeah, Quintipiac announced in a press release, which is absolute insanity. And anybody who doesn't understand that obviously isn't looking or is only listening to what you're being told. Just what they count on nowadays. That was called the dumbing down of America. Get Americans to the point where they will listen and believe what they were told and never bothered to check on it to be sure what they were told was in fact correct. Because today you will find out that almost half or less than half of what you are told today will bear fruit. Bragg's office, a New York State operation, received federal funds to investigate Trump. And if you think Attorney General Merrick Garland was not in some way involved in this matter, you and I are in serious disagreement. This has everything to do with the Department of Justice. This has everything to do with the feds pumping money into this. This has everything to do with finding a charge that nobody else could find. People of much higher caliber, people of much higher experience, people of much higher authority than this guy. But yet, he's the guy who's got the case, and he's the guy who brought the indictment. Within 24 hours of the announcement of the indictment, supporters donated $4 million to Trump. In the meantime, the Secret Service is working with law enforcement in New York to coordinate the arrangement and of how they're going to do the arraignment, how they're going to choreograph it. Of course, given the prejudice against Trump in New York, among jurists and likely jurors, the case is not without danger to him. But again, I'm sure they would appeal it, and that would take it out of that venue, in which case everything would be overturned. That's not even a guess, people. I know a whole lot more about this case than most of you have taken the time to look. And the problem here is the reason you're not finding out a lot about the particulars of the case is because they don't have a case. They have the ability to make a charge, and with that, they're going to try and destroy his possibilities of being elected in 2024. And they're going to drag it out as long as they can and poke you in the eye and me in the eye as much as they can between now and then. Nobody on the Democrat side believes this is going to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. Nobody. This is a means to an end. Do you think this would have ever been allowed if those were, I don't know, conservatives and that was a liberal ex-president? There would be death in the streets. They would be literally destroying our inner cities all across the country. That literally would have brought us to the brink of a civil war. But it's the other way, okay? This is Trump. He's a conservative. How many of you out there today, tomorrow, the next day, by Tuesday he's supposed to be arraigned, okay? How many of you are going to protest? How many of you are going to let your voice be heard? I don't give a damn if you like Trump or not. What's happening here is going to change politics in this country forever. What this means going forward is whether you are a president in office or not, if we don't like you, we're going to go into your history and find something we can use to destroy you. And if the country gets destroyed along with that, oh well. Once this happens, it sets a precedent for presidents. If this is allowed, which it looks like it's going to be, whether it turns out in Trump's favor or not, it will have changed politics in this country forever. And this will be a much tougher place to live in because everything will be a scrap. Okay. Apart from the absurdity of charging him on matters long dismissed by even Bragg himself, dismissed the charges at one point as non-prosecutable. The first thing that comes to mind is that this is once again evidence of the two-tiered justice system. Okay? I always have problems with this guy's name. I think it's Ramaswamy. Okay? He's a candidate for president, and he has a tweet that he shared on this. Okay? America now has two-tiered justice system. Trump is indicted while Clinton pays a small fine. Antifa and BLM rioters roam free while January 6 protesters are imprisoned without bail. Okay, Douglas Mackey faces 10 years for the same joking memes that Christina Wong posts with impunity. Now, this is obviously somebody who's running for president and somebody who feels exactly the way I do. I don't know a whole lot about this individual. I will be finding out more. I do know some. But making a comment like that is something that will endear him to the people who truly know what's being suffered in this country today. You could throw a dart, okay, at a chart of recent prosecution efforts and hit more examples than Vivek. Just this week, the FBI counterterrorism unit, apparently on a break from spying on school board meetings, arrested a Virginia grandma. Her purported crime, she accompanied her elderly mother. Now remember, this is already an elderly woman. She accompanied her elderly mother on a peaceful 15-minute walk in the Capitol on January 6th. And for that, they are literally raking her over the coals. On the other hand, ample evidence exists supporting Michael Wall's observation. Think of the Democratic Party as it really is, a criminal organization masquerading as a political party. And there seems to be no consequences for their criminal behavior. The Biden family corruption has received government and media censorship for years and gone unpublished. It increasingly becomes plain to see with still absolutely no consequences. Don Suber notes the most recent evidence of it, okay? A bank founded by Chinese Americans that facilitated many Biden family transactions voluntarily provided Republican investigators with Biden family bank records, a stark difference from the current practices of U.S. banks. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican, revealed that on Sunday. Okay? Cathay Bank, all right, which has offices in the U.S. and Communist China, voluntarily provided Johnson's investigation with 200 bank records from 2017 and 2018 showing how the Biden family moved money through a complicated web of entities. The specific records reveal transactions between Hunter Biden-linked business entities and Chinese energy firm, CEFC. The top company lieutenant was the spy chief of China. And this was according to Hunter Biden himself. Red China is saying, we own him, and what are you going to do about it? And who would blame them? Because they do. And if you take a look around at what's happening to China, and what should be happening to China because of what China's doing, and you realize that ain't nothing happening to China. Nothing. I wonder why. How about James O'Keefe? James O'Keefe has uncovered what appears to be a huge multi-million-dollar campaign money laundering scheme using left-wing Act Blue as a conduit. AgBlue reports thousands of dollars from thousands of unemployed, listen to me, unemployed persons to Democratic candidates. On a door-to-door survey, purported donors denied to O'Keefe or those working with him that they ever made those donations. And from all the appearances, they were never in a financial position to have made those donations. The highly suspicious nature of these Act Blue donations has been out in the open for a long time, yet nobody has done anything about it. Now James O'Keefe, a modern-day Elliot Ness of sorts, has bust in and exposed the looks-like-money-laundering pattern going on with the Democrats' preferred fundraising platform. It's not a supposed, it's an absolute fact. And the fact nobody in the federal government does anything about it, if in fact they don't, it's own indictment right there. It basically screams to everything I just told you. Now, could you imagine if they found that Trump had messed with some of his donations? Could you imagine how many years they'd want to stuff him in jail? Could you imagine them perp walking him to a jail cell? Could you imagine having to be one of the Secret Service people that has to stay in jail with him every day because he has to have secret? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was a little on the lighthearted side, but I think you're catching my drift here. Okay. This is what is happening. Again, if you are red, you better watch your head. If you are blue, doesn't matter what you do. And this is literally driving a wedge through this country. How about the transgender shooting? Okay. about what happened not too long ago, just a couple of days ago, in Nashville. On Monday, March 27th, Audrey Hale, who was being treated for an emotional disorder and who self-identified as a transgender male named Aiden, smashed through a door at Covenant School, a Christian elementary school in Nashville, and shot and killed 3 9-year-old students and 3 faculty members before 2 police officers shot and killed her. The president decided this was a good time to proclaim Thursday, March 31st, as Transgender Day of Visibility, saying transgendered people shape, listen to me, transgendered people shape our nation's soul. Those transgender activists who shape our nation's soul renamed March 31st a day of vengeance. Because what we are looking at, okay, is a president standing up in front of an entire nation and talking about something as evil as what had happened as if this young person had no choice and was not at any fault whatsoever, okay, and wanted to name what? A day of... I can't even, this just bothers me so bad. It does. So again, we're looking at a person who commits a heinous crime and represents less than 3% of the total population in the United States. And the president stands up to say, it's a good time to proclaim March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility, saying transgender people shape our nation's soul. How many of you think anything like that would have happened if that would have been a conservative? How many? And if any of you out there have got your hand up, you're listening to the wrong show. Go away. You're an idiot. You really are. The media largely treated the shooter as a victim and transgendered persons in general as crime victims, a tactic likely to encourage more mentally disturbed people to believe that they are being targeted, even by 9-year-old elementary students who must be eradicated. How the hell even one kind word could be said about what this person accomplished in that school that day is beyond me. But yet, most of the conservatives listening to that walked away pissed off beyond belief, and most of the liberals listening to that walked away saying, well, somebody's on our side, whether they believed it or not. If transgendered people are more victimized than others, it is not that normal people want to harm them because they are transgendered or think they are. It is because they are often engaged in such risky behaviors, such as maybe prostitution. Male, female, and transgendered people engaging in prostitution are always exposing themselves to violence. Those who have surveyed this connection usually blame bias in hiring and such for forcing transgender into sex work. In other words, I couldn't get a job anywhere else. I'd like to see how often mental disorders are really causative. Even when not engaged in prostitution because they are disordered, they may have difficulty finding nonviolent partners, and I imagine they are more likely to engage in other risky practices, such as drug use, which is a fact. In any event, the media's rush to sympathize the perpetrator over the victims is just downright infuriating. I don't care what you think about transgenders. I have no ill feelings towards them. None. If that's what you want to do, fine. But you start to tell me that less than 3% of this country is going to determine how, why, when, and what we're going to do going forward, I'm going to tell you you're an idiot. But this is what's being stuffed in our face. And this is a fact. Equally absurd is the media adopting language like the sex assigned at birth and gender-affirming care, as if medical personnel just picked the baby's sex out of the ether instead of acknowledging the observed genitalia of the newborns, as if castration of boys and breast removal for girls is somehow care of adolescents too young to have firm sexual identities. What do I mean by that? How do I even come close to saying something like that? Let me ask you a question. How many of you out there have done any research on how many children who have had sex changes or who have gone in and already started to have the operations at a very young age and have taken the drugs and whatever else? Now, take a look at how many of those a few years down the road have committed suicide. And what you're going to find out is that the reason most parents get so absolutely pissed off, because you're going to have a trans day in my 5-year-old or my 6-year-old's class, is because if you make it look fun to them, they're going to want to do it. And as soon as they say they want to do it, they now become a ward of the state, because if you don't allow it, you're going to lose your child. All of what I just told you is absolutely 100% true. So I'm going to give your son, your daughter, a show, the show of their life. They're going to laugh. They're going to think it's great. They're going to love the costumes. I want to be that. What do 5 or 6-year-old kids do? They want to be that. But when life finally starts to sink in and they realize I really am a boy or I really am a girl, why did I do this? There is no way back. And the next thing you know, they're not breathing anymore. And they did it to themselves. If you take a look at the two things we talked about today, if you take a look at the two-tiered system when how we treat, okay, the politics in this country, or the two-tiered system on how we treat our political leaders in this country, what you're starting to understand is there is a wedge being driven between us. It is being done intentionally. The hope is that we will turn American on American, and that will complete exactly what they're trying to do. We'll talk more about this next week. Thank you for listening.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.